Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
The D's now prepare to leave Traeger Park down into the rooms. Hopefully we can bring you the song from down in there. Just having a look ahead too for the Demons. Mitch Hannon playing game number 50 tonight. And it's Sydney at Cazaly's in Cairns, followed by Fremantle at Cazaly's in Cairns. Balance of probability, say Melbourne win those two. Then they've got the Giants at the Gabba and Essendon at to be confirmed, which could be anywhere, probably on the Gold Coast or at the Gabba. And that may well be an elimination final between the Dons and the Demons, which of course was the game back in round three that was postponed when Connor McKenna was found to have COVID. We never really got to the bottom of whether he did or not, but here's the Demons singing their grand old flag. So the Demons with the 4 points in the bag as they will leave Alice Springs on the same flight as St Kilda. Unfortunately, they have to share a plane. So I'm sure instead of probably separating them by aisle, maybe Melbourne at the front and St Kilda at the back, and maybe leave the exit rows in the middle probably is the separation, because probably nothing worse than having to share a flight with a mob that's just beaten you. But these are strange times we're in, and we have to make the most of getting games of football away, and the AFL have done a wonderful job in doing that, taking footy to all points of the compass in Australia. And as a result, we have got a game in Alice Springs. We normally get one, but we've got a couple in Darwin, one in Alice Springs, and now we're off to Cairns for a couple of games, of which the Demons will be involved against Sydney and Fremantle. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Hoping to speak with one of the victorious Demons post-game after their three-point win over the Saints. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes, City to Surf Solar. Of course, Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Gary and Gilda Watts, you can find out more at signaturehomes.net.au. Mac is not going to sleep well tonight. He's got snakes and jubes and jelly babies and all sorts of stuff absolutely being demolished by Macca here. If you're going to throw me under the bus, Macca, by putting three Subway cookies in my mouth, I'm going to throw you under the bus. There's retaliation.
They're for the trip home,
Tom. Oh, the trip home, please. They're your travellers.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, good work. Hey, Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head tonight was between Clayton Oliver and Jack Steele. Benny, can you please give us the numbers for the two, and then Macca will decide who took out that head-to-head matchup.
Well, geez, it was a pretty hard matchup. Oliver had 26 touches, 19 effective. He had 10 in the last quarter, 6 clearances, 2 inside 50s and 4 tackles. 16 of his 26 touches were in contested fashion. Steele had 26 possessions, so the same number, 21 effective. He had 8 clearances. He had 15 contested possessions, 3 inside 50s, and he kicked a goal. So good luck trying to decide that one.
Okay.
Oh, sheer nature of Clayton's second half. So many critical balls. He was back helping defence, and the disputed ball that was there to be won, he won so many of them, and his last quarter. And that's what he often does. He's such a competitive kid, but they're both really good players. I think Steele, I did ask him when we did the Brisbane game, the Essendon game, was he more on and off his opponent? And I've got a feeling that he's playing more and more off his opponent, and I think Oliver had more influence when it really mattered tonight.
Although it was a cracking matchup, it was a good call by you, Macca, for Geelong Insurance Brokers. We've had some of those matchups that have fallen very, very flat.
A couple of fizzlers.
Yeah, absolutely, but a couple of fizzlers. So
Neody had one last night. Oh, wow. Neither of the players had touched the ball at half, and had a kick at half time.
It was Rowan and Mitch Wallace. But in the end, in Neody's defence, Gary Rowan did have a significant influence on the contest. Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 26 years. Find out more at geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. More than 38 years in the insurance industry. Don Shields and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. Benny, would you like to go through some key numbers out of the evening before we go into the steamatic standout that Mac is going to deliver to us in a couple of minutes' time after you've gone through some of the key numbers? numbers.
Yeah, just quickly, the Saints had 16 more inside 50s. Melbourne only had 30 inside 50s for the night, kicked 8 goals, 4. A lot of St Kilda's entries were pretty scrappy. In fact, both sides' entries weren't great. A lot of long bombs to tall targets that just weren't there. And the tall defenders, as Macca mentioned a few times during the call, just had the better of the forwards pretty much all night. Other couple of statistical areas there were clearances were 29-23 in favour of the Saints. The Melbourne were plus 11 in contested possession. Marks were 81-73 and not much in the disposals. Individually, I mentioned Oliver 26, May 22 was really good defensively, May. Langdon is having a pretty good year for the Ds. He had 22 touches. Salem 21, Hibbert 16 and a crucial spoil late after getting injured in the third term. Rivers is a developing young player for Melbourne. He had 16 possessions and certainly didn't look out of place. Gawn 15, Petrarca 15, importantly kicked 4 goals. 4 of his team's 8 goals. That is certainly a big, big influence on a low-scoring contest. Brayshaw was quiet, Tomlinson okay, and Oscar McDonald had his moments. For the Saints, Hill 27, he was the leading possession winner on the ground. He only had 3 inside 50s, though, so and 2 clearances. So he didn't got a lot of it sort of backward of the wing and kicking it forwards. Work rate's obviously first class, but didn't chop up Melbourne in terms of kicking it forward like you perhaps hope. Zach Jones gets a bit of it. He's a little bit hit-miss with his kicking. Patton had 16, and Wilkie had 15, Caulfield 15, and Ross 15. So, yeah, 16 more inside 50s to the Saints, but somehow they fashioned a 3-point loss.
Fantastic. Good work by you, Benny. Of course, Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982. Before we get to Jake Melksham, who's about to join us on the line, Steamatic standout, of course, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That's Steamatic, Essington Street, Grovedale. Who is your Steamatic standout tonight, Macca?
Well, I think Melbourne had 3 players that kept them afloat when it really mattered. Gawn, all over the ground. Stephen May was phenomenal down back, but Christian Petrarca's 4 goals and just explosiveness was the difference between the two teams, so he's my player.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.